This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 3 for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing gains on Friday morning amidst mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day. However, Chicago soy oil is down, and crude oil is taking another sharp drop for the second time in 3 days. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract is up $5.40 per ton at $614.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all on the rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 442.35 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production during the month of June, slightly greater than in June 2023, but down by 2.9% from May. StoneX projected Brazil's total 2024-25 corn crop at 123.14 million tons, 1.6 million tons more than the projected total for 2023-24. It also expects the U.S. corn crop to have an average yield of 182.3 bushels per acre for 15.207 billion bushels of production. The September corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $3.83. The USDA reported the country's soybean crush for June totaled 183.7 million bushels, on the lower end of trade expectations and down 4.24% from May. However, the total was still 5.23% above a year ago. Soy oil stocks were down 2.9% from May to June, but were still above estimates at 2.12 billion pounds. One day after announcing the sale of 133,355 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery in the 2024-25 marketing year, the USDA announced today another sale of U.S. soybeans to China, this time at 201,393 tons. StoneX estimated the Brazilian soybean crop at 165.05 million tons, 16 million more than the previous year. For the U.S., it also projected an average yield of 52.6 bushels per acre for 4.483 billion bushels of production. The November soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.26. France's wheat crop was 67% harvested, while at a crop rating of 50% good to excellent, according to France Agrimaire. However, Strategy Grains cut its estimate for France's soft wheat crop by 4.1 million tons at 25.6 million with low test weight reported. Taiwan purchased 105,000 tons of U.S. wheat for October shipment. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.34. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.56. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.97. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti. Have a great long weekend.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.